Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. Everybody say they riding, they be down to the end. But when the end finally comes, then their rules start to bend. Then they loyalty go out the window with all their respect. They some cowards, they'll let your enemies come at your neck. Use a pussy, boy. I don't fuck with your kind, you too mushy, boy. I'm a man, Bill Stiley, know the deal, boy. I ain't no thug, ain't no G, I'm just real, boy. And that for real, boy. But I tell you, me and my family, we glued together. One ride, we all ride, we gon' move together. Yeah, we fight, but I love them, man, we cool as ever. And we break bread, even if we low on cheddar. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. Loyalty ain't a switch, you can turn on and off. You born with it, you stuck with it, it never goes off. It's a gift and a curse, I ain't lying, I swear. Cause you might love them all the way, but for you they don't care. And that's hell, boy. Who real, who fake, it's hard to tell, boy. But I can tell when they pussy, they got a smell, boy. And that motherfucking rat got a tail, boy. What the hell, boy? Don't be saying you riding when you gon' freeze when it's on. Use a pussy, why you talking killer, you dead wrong. But shout out to my brothers, man, I love them so hard. And for any one of them, I'll die, I swear to God. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time. You down to ride for your dogs, huh? You ready to die for your dogs, huh? But Gene Ryan, stop lying, you ain't lost, stop trying. All you doing is wasting my fucking time.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Kurt ENT of Behind the Scenes Radio. This is the Grand Rising Show with one of my co-hosts, Nisi, in the motherfucking building. So today, the topic is the do's and don'ts of hiring family and friends to work for a company. That's the title of the day. The do and don'ts of hiring family when starting family or friends when starting a company or putting on or when say for instance you the manager of a job and you get your family on, and sometimes your family gonna act right, sometimes they not. Or even a business, you own the business and you get try to get a family member or a friend to work with you, it works or not. The do's and don'ts of hiring family members. And basically the pros and cons. All right, if you want to get your music played on the Grand Rising Show, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's behind the scenes airplay@gmail.com. Only send MP3 formatted tracks only.
No links. Don't ask us to look up shit, because we're not going to. At least I'm not going to. If we decide we find something that's completely different, don't send us shit unless MP3 for that, please.
Yeah. Sometimes we search for artists, and then other times we do have artists that send us music from all over. If you listen, they send it all over. And then if you think that it's a bullshit, when we post the link of the show, because we promote the artist while we're playing the song. So 9 times out of 10, if you think it's bullshit, 9 times out of 10, the artist will come back and like it, comment. You know what I mean? Sometimes, not all the time, not all artists do it. Some artists do it. All right? The next track that we're going to be playing is Cue the Key, Get Up and Go on the Grand Rising Show. Let's go.
You know what they say, man. Time is money always. Yo. Straight up. All I know is, man, I got to get a bag. Got to get to it. You feel me?
Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun, eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun, eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, bust a move. Pocket stuff like pizza crust. They say I just be eating too much. I tell them this ain't even lunch. I scrape the plate and drink a cup. I'm on the run for more fun. Don't give a fuck about a stitch up. When I feel the rush to go count it up. Ready, set, hut, can't pass it up. Off in the cut, ain't no lady love. The streets don't love, all they do is lust. Ain't that something? Half off, no coupon. Check out bars for a crew mon. I don't want to screw mon. Set my stash for a new one. Get up and go for a few bands. Move where the money gon' move, man. This dirty gang, go clean your hands. Heartbeat kid, Harley, Jackie Chan. I'm my own man with my own stand. Got me sticking to the game plan. No clip bait on my wrist, man. Everybody knows, hey, wrist, man. Blow the candle out like a wish, man. Wish, man. Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun. Eat every day, yum, yum, yum. Stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun. Eat every day, yum, yum, yum. Stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Gotta get all of my shit straight, it's in my DNA. I'm a heavyweight, see your x-ray number so fake. When I curate in my own way, I don't copy paste. Bank on me, get a count with Chase. Ain't no mistake, it's worth the wait. Cause all I do is checkmate. Then it's back off in the race. Cargo fast, never hit the brakes. Still avoiding Jace, cause they mostly snakes. Snake is a snake on his man. To my side, can't miss, man. Digging in crates just to feed my face. Like big man, I need the whole thing. I'm out of body, gotta fix my shape. Do it all in the legal way. No yellow tape in my boundaries. I don't even know what kinda means. Ain't kinda mean when I count my means. Whole thing eat like Applebee's. Give me my peace, for saying please. The best way to eat is always green. Get up and go, I don't miss a beat, I don't miss a beat. Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun. Eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and go get some. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, back on the run, till the work done, get up the fun. Eat every day, yum yum yum, stop popping your gums and pulling thumb. Get up and go, bust a move, money talk. Get up and go, bust a move.
So don't try to front. You're the one like a honey bun. So come on, baby, and let me tell you this. You're the one I want, so stop playing games. 'Cause every night I dream about giving you my name. Platinum girl, that's you. Staring at your body like a treasure map, ooh. Killing these thoughts like a 96 up for tattoo. So baby, don't wait. You've been patient all day. And you're so sick of them thoughts. Got my arms around your waist. That's a bottle fireplace. With my lips upon your face. And you whisper out my name. Telling me you're my today.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-9800. 8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
My love is waiting, waiting for you. My love is waiting for you.
I love your love, something special here for you. Don't put me off, not now. It's been too long, come share a love that's true. One that won't let you down. What you feel deep down inside. Your eyes are calling me now. I've got the answers to the questions in your mind. Baby, won't you let me show you now.
Focus on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun. moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking. I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body. I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you. I'm losing touch with reality too. Yeah, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide it.
I am
the way you make me feel. Of you. I can't hide it, I like it, yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day, I will have a chance to say, everything's on my mind, yeah. The things my mouth can't say, my eyes will express, I can't wait for the day. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it, the things you do to me. I can't hide it, the way you make me feel. Girl, I like it, can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it, I like it, yeah, yeah.
You know my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire while we want it so slow. On your neck cause your body so close. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop, baby. Cause your beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah, yeah.
The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel, yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it, I like it, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, don't stop, keep it moving.
Yeah, this your boy Kurt NT with my co-host in the motherfucking house. It's the Grand Rising Show. Make sure you get your ass the fuck up somewhere this morning, early this morning, because I understand that we're in the future and maybe somebody's in the past.
Still time
and somebody, but we're still ahead of people.
I'm just saying time went back Sunday night,
yeah,
Monday,
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, it sure did. But it's somewhere in the world, it's fucking afternoon, and somewhere in the world right now, it's motherfucking 6 o'clock in the morning, and they listening. The number is 516-595-8305. Press 1 if you want to talk, or if you want to get it off your chest. Get off your chest, nigga.
Or if you just want to start out.
Or just clear the air about something. Yeah. Today we talking about the pros
it's
and cons.
It's a phrase for it.
What?
When you
put somebody on.
Yeah. It's
when you put people on.
Friends or family, yeah. It's a phrase for it. I can't remember what it is.
So. It's not putting on, it's something else.
Yeah, it's called something else.
I put on for my city. Yeah, I put on for my city. I've tried to put.
Not that in particular, but there's a phrase.
Yeah.
When you put like your friend or your family member into a position.
Or even help get them a job or something.
It's a phrase for it. I can't remember what it's called, though.
So that's basically what we're talking about.
Monotony?
Today.
No, it's not monotony. I can't remember what it's called.
But so one of the, well, we're looking at a job. You're putting somebody on a job and then putting your family on when it comes to business or creating a business if you're the one that started it and having to or try to put people on to it. Because some understand that even at a job, for instance, you, your baby father had the job first, then your daughter got the job from him, and then your daughter put you on to the job. So all three of y'all was working there all at the same time. Your baby dad, he held it for the longest, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then your daughter came in. She could basically do whatever the hell she want. I feed it myself. She basically did what the hell she wanted to do. Came in whenever she wanted to, leave whenever the fuck, she clock out whenever the fuck she wanted to, talk shit to everybody. You do too. Yeah, you do it too.
I don't leave whenever I, well.
Yeah,
yeah. I leave like a little.
But your daughter, she did it more. She did it way more, like mm-hmm. crazy more. Yeah. Like, I don't even.
Get upset and then
just leave.
Conversation to my streamer, how I cussed on your pods. And it's like, I can't do this shit. And then, like, clock out and leave. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but you wouldn't do that.
I've had words with, quote unquote, somebody who's supposed to be in some kind of manager position a couple times and cussed them out, told them off, clocked out, left.
But,
I did that like three or four times.
But also, you're a manager too.
Sort of.
You are a manager. Ain't no sort of. You are a manager because every new person that comes in, you basically teach them the job.
I refuse to teach anybody anymore, so yeah, I don't do that.
But at
I'll supervise after they get a training, but yeah, I refuse to teach anybody anymore.
So a supervisor, you're a supervisor. A supervisor, manager, same thing, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. You don't have the power to fire or hire nobody, but... your word is damn near golden
with
the manager.
I'll send somebody to the manager if I feel as though they're qualified enough.
And you can actually get them fired by you saying
mm-hmm.
certain stuff.
Yeah.
You can get them fired.
Yeah.
So you got, you're almost a manager, but not a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but where I work, it's that's funny since we're talking about it. It's family owned.
Right.
It's family owned and
wow, and I never
ran.
Yeah. That's another
family
way.
Family owned and family ran.
And looking at their situation, Grandpa, he don't have a company anymore, so now he's working with them. But
mm-hmm.
but you say that Grandpa, his mouth is just crazy. He just
mm-hmm.
say the craziest stuff
mm-hmm.
to people. Yeah, and then the other one, the big guy,
the fat guy, yeah.
He's just like,
yeah,
he's outrageous
just,
he's
disrespectful
with shit.
To a lot. He's disrespectful to delivery people, customers. He said to people who work there, that's the words that I've been cussed out. He don't know. So he got, like I said, told him before, he don't know how to talk to people.
But then the manager, which is the owner.
No, he's not the owner.
He's not the owner of the.
He's just the manager. He's not the owner.
Who's the owner?
The owner comes up periodically.
And that's the one that you was telling me when we was in Chester. He was in the store in Chester. Was
yeah.
that the manager?
Mm-hmm. No, that was the owner, yeah.
That was the owner of all of them?
He's the owner of the four.
Four. And all of them are family ran.
Yeah, all the particular stores are all family ran. They're just, like, he has ownership of those four. And then other family members have ownership of other stores.
So they have branch offs.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So basically.
I'm not trying to name still put still out.
Right. But basically, that's why I've been using not their
mm-hmm.
names. You know, I know their
mm-hmm.
names, but I've been using Fat
mm-hmm.
Boy and whatever. So basically, it's family owned. Everybody
mm-hmm.
has a branch off of the family ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Walmart, then there's branch or Chevy, and then there's Oldsmobile. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're different.
But they're all the same name.
Right. Well, we're just talking about cars, but
the
stores.
The store is all the same names. They just modified. They may put Market there or Supercenter or something like that. But they're all, the first part of the name is
all the same. So that's how you know that.
Mm-hmm.
They all,
and they're all some kind of cousins or whatever.
Yeah, and they keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm. All the families live in the same area of the city.
The same area,
not,
of the city.
Not like next door to you, but
right. But
in
the all in the
area.
Same,
yeah.
All in the same
yeah.
area.
Uh-huh.
And they all make money together.
Yeah, I find that part good.
Yeah.
You know, they're
generational wealth.
Yeah, and they pick certain ones to actually run who they like the
they
the
know that would be best
who actually
at.
Run that the part
yeah right. Yeah, and the family knows who
mm-hmm.
not to put in situations
yeah.
or management and who not to.
Mm-hmm.
They know who going to show up to work.
Mm-hmm.
They know because
mm-hmm.
they family.
Yeah.
But they keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what I'm trying to do with my family, even though they may not understand.
But
right?
You also have family members who
don't
but,
even want,
but,
or not even
I,
a part of
it.
It
this, way. This particular thing is completely different. These stores, because, and I say they're different because their not only their religion but their race or whatever, they do things completely different even in their main country, their primary country.
Oh, we're going to get I'm gonna wrap all that
yeah.
up in
but
one.
They do it differently, so they literally see you have to support one another despite
right
this, you know, and that's how all the different stories came about. Like they had a falling out, so they know they're all still related, but they had a falling out. So one brother went over here and made it, but you know, put a different spin on the name. Another brother went over there, put a different spin. So they trickle down, you know.
Even if it happened with
mm-hmm.
physicality,
yeah, and they know they don't really like each other like that. And the one fat boy doesn't really like Grandpa, who you call Grandpa, who we call Uncle.
Uncle, yeah.
Yeah,
but I call him Grandpa.
That's actually his uncle, and he said, I don't like him.
Hmm.
So,
even if they're working together and they don't like each other.
They won't badmouth or talk because they're their elder.
Right.
So they're like, you know, I can't say anything because he's my uncle.
Right. Which it should be.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
See, that's the problem with black people. See?
It's not just black people. I'm sorry.
Melanated. That's a problem with melanated.
Because black people sometimes do the same thing. They'd be like, I don't care. If you disrespect me, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much older. If you're disrespectful to me, I'm going to come back at you.
In my head, it's not coming. I mean, it's coming out like I.
So whether I'm working for you or not, if you're disrespectful to me,
oh, well, yeah.
I'm going to say something to
you. Oh, well, yeah. You should.
I'll try not. If you say something, I may walk away. But after a while, you're going to get my tongue is going to lash out at your ass.
Right.
I don't care how much older you are. And, like, if you say something to me, like, the other day, and they were like, he can hear you. I said, I don't give a fuck. I was like, let him swing. I don't care how much older he is. I hit old people back.
Right.
You hit me. I don't care who. You see, the kids be playing to hit me, and I tell them to stop. They hit me again. Smack. I told you not to hit me no more.
Yeah.
Same thing with my kids. That's almost. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back.
Nope. I already knew you was going to say you wanted to play the game. You can't play the game because it's too early. Thank
and
you.
That one, like, right there. We go back
to work. Thank you. I love you, though.
What you do? Look at you, honey.
Don't touch her foot on my foot thinking that's going to do something.
But, yeah, I hit old people back. I don't care. If you come at me, my mom included.
Right.
So, to me, family is one thing. I love family, but at the same time, I may not talk to you forever and a day.
Right.
But don't mean I don't love you. I just don't like you right now.
So I've gotten to fights with family. Well, on my dad's side,
arguments with your
mother. We've gotten to arguments, but I'm talking about fist fight, physically fighting. The only two people in my family that I've got into actual physical fist fights would be Uncle Jermaine and my dad. Those are the only two. I told you what happened with Uncle Jermaine. Me and Uncle Jermaine lived together in an apartment. We actually got in. He punched me a couple times, knocked me down. I see my advantage to go at him, but that's my uncle. And my Uncle Jermaine, he'll tell you.
No, just like.
Instead of, I've seen it. I could have got him. He was drunk. He was drinking and shit. But instead of me hitting my uncle, I put my hand through the wall. That's when that shit started. That was because I would rather, I don't know, I'm different. I'd rather hurt myself than family.
I don't know if I'm that. My family touched me.
Wait, hold on. Pause. In that situation, my uncle was right. I knew he was right. And that's another reason why I didn't. Because he asked me not to do something. I did it. He fucked me up, you know what I mean? But in that whole situation, he learned about me also. And I learned about him because when we ran, I can remember when we ran into Uncle Lee. My family know who Uncle Lee. Uncle Lee was playing around with me. And I started getting aggressive or whatever. And that's just what he did. Uncle Lee did it. Uncle Jamon was like, nah, don't do that to him because that nigga will get so mad. He'll have to, like, we'll have to put this nigga in the corner because, you know, my anger.
Him in the corner.
Not in the corner, but, you know what I mean? Like, nah, Kurt, you can't play with Curtis like that.
But, yeah, I mean, this does trickle down to when you put a family member or a really close friend on because you may have tension at work. Like, when me and my daughter, we wind up actually working. Like, I wasn't... She was doing one thing, and I was doing something else in the store, but we eventually started working side by side together.
Right.
And, you know, being in public, they tend to say stuff. So it was like, you know, she would say something because I guess because she said we were at work, and I would have to look at her side eye like, bitch, you know, I gave you life, and I will still kick your ass.
Right.
So then, you know, and she would say something. I'd look at her, cross-eyed, like, yeah, hey, give it up. I'm like, don't make me beat your ass out here in the street.
Right.
And she was like, don't be playing me, just like in the house. And I'm like, I ask her kids all the time, do you want me to whip your mama ass? They'd be like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, all y'all be playing around, yeah. But, yeah, but still, at the end, you still the mom and she's the daughter.
That's what I'm saying. Even at work, you know, when she would say things, I guess because she figured we were at work. I mean, it's like,
This is
like for stuff we do in the house,
right.
Not in the street.
Right.
I don't care if I am your coworker, I'm still your mother.
Right. At the end of the day, you are her. And the same with me and my mom, how you said I've gotten to arguments with my mom. Yeah, I've gotten to arguments with my mother. But if my mom was right in front of me, though, that would be different. I probably wouldn't respond that way. The reason that I'm responding is because I'm still in my kid mode when I'm dealing with family members. I respect my mom, too, you know what I'm saying? That's we may curse at each other, but if we were in front of each other, I don't think that I would do that. I think because I've been away from her so long, so this is the only way that I can communicate with my family is phone, radio, gaming, or whatever. That's why I do what I do to be able to stay connected with my family. I really want my family to do what I'm doing, but I also understand that everybody don't got my vision. Everybody don't see it. Everybody's not going
to. But not just that, but a lot of people, you know, they want to ride a coattail.
Right.
You know, I'll tip-tap and, you know, punch in every now and then with you just to let you know I'm here. So that when you do eventually make it to a certain point, you know, you remember me.
Right, because I did call in.
I called in like 3-4 times, so you remember me, okay?
Not even 3 or 4 times, just I call in often. I call in every once in a while.
That I know of, you might have been like 3 or 4 times.
3 or 4, even if it's 10, 15 times, sometimes there's always a hidden agenda with everyone.
Yeah,
I
want to let you know that I'm here. Like, so then when you
I don't put nothing past nobody. But at the end of the day,
I don't put nothing past nobody.
Me,
and I'm like in the very beginning, and I'm like no. And to this day, nearly 7 years later, I'm still like no.
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody else probably would have been like, yeah, okay, how much?
Nah, somebody would have said it 2 days in because that's happened to me a couple times. Oh, nigga, you know, since I'm on the show with you, you know, I didn't did this a day or two. Can you put me on the fly? Nigga, you've only did it 2 days. It's like going into a job and wanting to become a manager, but you got hired as a motherfucking hamburger flipper. And then you want to be a manager in motherfucking 2 days. Nah, nigga, you got to put the work in. We got to see that you're going to come into work. We got to see if you're going to be able to do this the right, correct way and do it because even when working with family or even going into a job, there's a certain way that you got to do certain things. It just is what it is. It's no cutting the corners when it comes to certain things. You have to do it the correct way. Either it doesn't sound right, it won't look right, the food won't look right if you don't put this right here, or a grocery, even with the grocery store, you got to put the dairy with the dairy. You can't put dairy, you know what I'm saying? it's certain ways that you got to do certain things, and some people feel like they can just come in and just change things right off the bat, and you can't. Sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up and sit back and enjoy the ride. Get in first, and once you get in, then you can start saying stuff. You got to make, you know, you got to let people not only be comfortable, not only trust you, but understand who you are. Because if you don't live with someone, if you don't live with someone, you don't know them. So especially at a job, because at a job, you're going to see the type of person that they are at a job. Eventually, you've been working with someone for a certain amount of time, you're going to find out exactly how they are working at a job, because a job pulls out the worst in you. You're going to see the worst, because you're going to get the attitudes. You're going to have to deal with delays. Sometimes you can't make it on time. Shit happens.
I don't even have to work with people for a certain amount of time. Sometimes I just pick up vibes right off the bat.
Yeah.
There's been 3 or 4 people who I really did not like. And they were like there for like 1 or 2 days. And I'm like, I don't like them.
You can just tell like they just not going.
And I'm like, I don't like them.
Yeah. You can tell by the attitude, the way they talk.
And there's some people I just
don't like.
Yeah, it's just, I'm like, I'm just not kidding them. I ain't got, look, I will come up with nicknames for the motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember you came up with nicknames for people. You always come up with nicknames for people. All right, so the next track that we're going to play on the Grand Rising show is, let's go with Noel Gordine, Reach, on the Grand Rising show. We'll be back, y'all.
My baby got her eyes set on the diamond set necklace, bracelet, and Figueroa. And I'm gonna get it for her. One day I will, but today I'm the wrong color collar inside of my reach. But with your love, it won't be long. Stick with me, you keep me strong. But for now, it's cubic feet. I get you everything you need.
I'ma stretch out my arms. Girl, I'll reach. Just to give you what you need. So one day you meet the next thing that I'm gonna be.
Maybe if I reach, maybe if I reach,
maybe
if I reach, maybe if
oh.
I reach.
Stick with me,
stick with me.
Cause you can't have me hold what you want unless you reach.
Reach,
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 reach.
We gotta reach, baby, stretch out your arms and reach.
Now we set up for the week. We got some food to eat, neat spot, car wash. I got you covered, as long as we got each other. All out, I'll go. Girl, I never aim low, but the fly shit is out of my
reach.
I drop a note on some shoes or a bag. Control some sticks and put on some jazz.
In an exotic cuisine,
your plate is always full with me. Before that,
I'll
go
by the mall. Girl, I'll reach.
I'll
give you what you need.
Oh, yeah.
One day you meet the next thing that I'm gonna be.
Maybe if I reach,
maybe if I reach,
maybe if I reach,
baby,
if I reach.
Stick with me,
stick with me.
Cause you can't have what you want unless you reach.
Reach,
reach,
oh,
reach,
reach,
reach. We gotta reach, baby, stretch out your arms and reach.
Hey, yo, track.
Yeah.
What's up? Patino.
Underbosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad chasers. No, I'm getting hot on everything I'm getting on. Hitting with the 40, watching get a switch on. I'm a fly nigga, known to get my drift on. Money stashed in the couch, nigga, what you sitting on? Damn, come on, let my nuts breathe. Some of y'all dudes got female tendencies. I'm from the city of Philly, the murder capital. And if I can't find your brother, I'm kidnapping you. I'm a businessman, plus I'm a rapper too. They're like, damn, now what Pacino up to? Hopping out the rip, oh, what a feeling. Oh, shit, she wants some Marvin Gaye, sexual healing. Yeah, but I gotta get the bag first. They talk tough in they songs, but they don't put in words. Want me to snap, go crazy, go berserk. Why do you rolling with pit loyalty first? Nigga, we on fire, fire. Nigga, we on fire, fire. What? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Track, bitch, let's get it. Give them gas, gang, none of them get fucked with you. They just mad you still alive and they stuck with you. Rock for what is Corona, them bought enough tissue. I owe a law, my fucking plug got enough issues. Keep it strapped for niggas who won't play with shorty. I hold that mollus in they heart and start to praying on me. Mariah Carey, all they gotta do is say it to me. Something large, rock a Goliath, I keep a David on me. I'm back, bitch, they done woke up a dying. What's the sleep in that mind state, but woke up as a siren. Getting back, and nigga, I'm still trying. God put me through some shit to let me know that all I got is this writing. So y'all in trouble now, cause I ain't want this shit a year ago. Niggas hating on me, but I hear it though. So I know it's gonna hurt some feelings when they hear it through your stereo. About to set it on, Pacino, here we go. What they gonna say about me? It was times I wasn't trapping and needed help from some niggas who was capping. Just so they could talk behind your back when they realized you was capping. I thought about it, that shit just had me laughing. Like not me, not I. Track men that bear on them, voila. You crack niggas lie like you got flies to the gaga. Why tell the truth, I'm getting by cause I gotta. It's bread on your head and you gon' die for a dollar. Trash!
You don't know a part
the metamorphic musician, and I stay in tune to the hottest internet radio station in the universe. Behind the scenes with the host Curtis and Nisi Lee every Sunday night, every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. sharp and 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You better check in.
For show like a player would.
Right.
I'm from a player hood, she had to hear players speak. Looking at my shoes, never seen this pair of sneaks. They should've put you on the front of a Rolls Royce. Dressed like an attorney, but she talked with a hoe's voice.
Right.
I told her hit me later, headed in my office building. I got some business to handle, locked in my digits. She walked off switching, staring at my midgets. On the vehicle, looking like it don't exist. I'm double parked, yeah, looking like I want a tick. Walking in the skyscraper, looking like I'm on a tick. I'm on the elevator, running to another thing. Piece of chocolate before the elevator hit. Her number, I was all up on her. Spitting gizzle in her ears while she pinned in the corner.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama. Lock me in. Lock me in, yeah. I don't know if anyone has ever said this. Said I'm digging what I'm seeing in my presence.
Doing, had to hit her with the Wendy Williams. I'm in the shy like it's cold in the Windy City. Wanna go to a Bulls game, get us some flow seats. Go out to dinner with Michael Jordan each. Grab a room right next to Wrigley's. You could tell that she was blessed to meet the underground biggie.
I'm on my baby smiles, progress with block shit. I'm the avocado, I make rock shit. Bentley, Maserati, Lambo, Ferrari. She didn't know what the fuck to call the blind sauce. All she knew is that it felt like wings. And it fucked her eyes up when she looked at the rings. BBS1's playing with her eye sockets. Wild battleship smoking in my Land Rockets. Get she cold and my beat look blunt. Can't hear what she's saying cause my beat is up.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama. Lock me in. Yeah. I don't know if anyone has ever said this. Say I'm digging what I'm seeing in my presence.
Number is 516-595-8305. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk on the Grand Rising Show with your host, Curtis ENT, and my pop-up co-host on this show, at least, in the motherfucking house. And today we're talking about the pros and cons of working with family or friends. Now, we talk mostly about family that time. This time we're going to talk about friends. I would say that trying to hire friends, sometimes depending on who the friend is good or bad. And I'm going to say why. One of my friends, y'all have heard him come on here before. As a matter of fact, he was on here 2 days ago or Friday, last week he was on. And when hiring a friend, you have to make sure that they really want to do it. Like, really want to do it. Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to want to get paid. If you don't pay them, they're not going to act. Oh, that's one thing that I've learned about this also. If you want a motherfucker to really do the job correctly, really correctly, you might as well pay them. But you might as well pay them. When you want a company to come in and do something, why are you looking at me like that for?
I don't get paid. Well, I get paid, but I don't get paid.
You get paid.
I get paid, but I don't get paid.
No, I mean, you get paid because when this money fucking come in, nigga, it's in my pocket, it's in your pocket. When you've helped, you've been here every damn near every fucking show. You got 300 and almost 400 shows. And, yeah, you've been here. There's no doubt. You get damn near half that motherfucker. We splitting that shit together. Because really, you've really been the only one that has really stone cold fucking been there. You've bought computers and fucking just like I have. And headphones or whatever we needed, the same way that I have. When I had the money, I did it. And when you had the money, you did it. And this was the crazy thing. When I first met you, you did it. I didn't even know you what? A month?
It was a month.
Yeah, it was a month in, and you helped me.
No, it wasn't. It,
yeah.
was,
okay,
it was
two,
a, than a
2 months.
No,
two
no,
months.
No, it was around tax time. So it was like 3 months, 2-3 months.
But you spoke on it before you did it, though.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like 2 months, because even you speaking on it, you had already done it. You was like, "Don't, I got you. Because remember at that time, I wasn't doing it. And I was like, man, I really want to do this. Like, and like how you said, you just seen the look in my eye, I guess, or whatever. You said the little sparkle that popped up when I was talking about it. I still feel like that. This is my baby. Not only is this my baby, but this is my family and other people's family. Because even though we ain't married, at the end of the day, we can all benefit that live in this house off of this. We may not see it like that because we ain't making no money, but That's
No.
I have. Wait, hold on. I've made some.
You still make a,
every
not,
once in a while, I do. I'm not gonna lie. I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck. We don't really make a lot of money off this shit.
No, but you do make.
But we
know,
do make money off of. But we don't really make that much money off of this shit. But I still don't give a fuck. I still don't give a fuck because at the end of the day, 500 motherfucking years from now, then people can come back and listen to this shit, and I can help somebody out. Or we can help somebody out. In the end, motherfuckers that's listening, they can hear this shit later on in life or even right now when you go on the 365 app. You go download that app. Bam, you can listen to us 365 days a year, fucking 24/7. We finally got it to the... fuck that. Let me get my motherfucking round of applause.
What's the name?
God damn it. Do I got the claps
you
on
should.
This, bitch?
You should.
Do I got the claps? And that's another thing. Like, I can't do all this shit all by my motherfucking self. I can, but why? For? I do it all by my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I want to put other people on. I love people. I love people. It's late. It's late, but that's what I'm saying. If I had a fucking DJ that could come in and do the music for me, we could have a list or whatever and we'll know exactly what we're supposed to do every day. I want to get to that point, but right now it's just me most of the time and then it's Niecy on the weekends. But and I'm not saying this just to be saying it, but this is what family members go through because I'm pretty sure every family has that one person in their family.
I remember when you had to go to the hospital with Tristan, and you left me, and like, I felt like so stuck, and I had to run that shit.
But I called in.
Yeah, I called. But I was like,
I forgot all about that. I had to go to the hospital with Tristan. What had happened there?
Nothing major. Nothing that the doctor phone call couldn't do, but it was her way of seeing you.
Right.
So, and I remember, and I was like, no, you need to have a list of songs. And to this day, you never have a list of songs.
Because we just go, I just go off the top of my head. But listen, though, the reason why I haven't did it is because I ain't found somebody to do that. That's not my, I feel like that's not my job. That somebody.
I don't see, I would make the list, but I don't know. Because when I had to do it that one time.
Uh-huh.
You did
make a list.
But you know how you go.
Well, at that time, we was making a list around that time.
No, that was the only time we made a list. And you, like, you get on and you'll set up like 10, 15 minutes beforehand.
I
was like, and especially this is my first time, I was like, yeah, no. I had a motherfucker set up for like 45 minutes to an hour before time. I was scrolling through that shit trying to find the songs to play ahead of time. I set the songs to you that I was going to play, you know, what I was going to play. And you were like, okay, well, we're going to take a break here, we're going to take a break there. And that's how that was supposed to be.
Right, I understand that.
That's what a producer
I understand all that. I understand all that.
And so basically, that's what I am.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not, because you don't do it now on the show.
I don't do it because I'll sit up like this, and you will like, no, I want to say something. I'm like, all right,
that's not my fucking job, and I'm sticking to it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that is destined for somebody else. It's not, and I don't know who it is.
But in the meantime, you don't want
to
do it.
And if you haven't realized since you've been with me, my personality goes exactly with how
but
I am.
But again, if I'm telling you to set it up a certain way, you don't want to
We're
do
not going
to
argue about
I'm not arguing.
Or debate about
I'm
this.
I'm not arguing.
We're not even going to debate about
this.
Because
you already know, I don't argue.
Oh, we're not even going to debate about this because, like I said, it's for someone else that is not. That's when the show really will
you
take
know
off.
Really,
and that,
you know
and,
what we really didn't talk about also?
What?
Working together as couples. And there's a couple shows that did that shit.
What?
The Wendy Williams show did it. She was married to her husband.
Yeah.
And then with those two actors, oh my God. The two actors, they had a whole talk show.
Fucking Wilson.
No.
Yeah, they had a show, though.
No,
why you waved them off because you're from Philly?
They didn't have no show together.
They did, too.
They did not have a show together.
They produced a show together.
They produced
did
a show, but it's not like they were working every single day together.
Produced a show together.
Okay.
How could you?
Okay.
Like,
these two people had, yeah, they. I can't remember the name of the show. I know the TV show you're talking about. But these two
I know what the hell
okay,
I'm talking about.
But, okay, this is what I'm saying. But they had to look at each other every day.
Think they did?
They listen every day as well as work together every day. When you don't, you know, I did this with every single day going to sing. But then oh my God, I can't. She was in the movie Soul Food.
I know who you're talking about.
And
I know who
the guy, he was born in Germany.
Listen, hold on.
I can't remember his name.
Who's been doing this longer, Jada Pinkett and Will or them? Jada Pinkett and Will. And you think that, you can say that, or whatever. You think
okay,
that
they
show,
together,
they live together, so I know what the fuck I was talking about.
Okay, all right, fine. You know what you were talking about. Anyway, but there's a couple people who, you know, as far as talking about, you know, put one on or working together as family or whatever, that's major working together as family. That's major friend family when you're married to somebody or you date somebody or you live with somebody and then you work with them too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a lot of work.
That's intertwining. That's how you know whether or not the relationship is a good one.
Yeah.
Because if you can deal with somebody on
the relationship,
a relationship level as well as a working level, you got a good chemistry there. But other than they talk show every day. And they would sit there and they bring the just like we bring the personal shit.
Yeah, it's kind of hard
now.
It would
be funny, and it actually I watched a couple. Borders.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But I was trying to get everybody. I didn't say it was Borders.
Yeah.
Whatever his name. Yeah. Borders.
He got a weird name.
Yeah. Well, he was born in Germany.
Yeah. He has a weird name.
Melanated man born in Germany.
Yeah. You can tell that the name is, well, not nah, because
English
could be
was
white.
Not his first language.
Bordis could be a white name.
But he English was not his, and he speaks very well for not to be his, and you don't hear an accent at all.
He was a DJ first, and then he became an actor. I can't think of his name. You don't really, you always say, oh, he'd be flipping his voice real good. We just talked about him the other day.
A DJ became an actor?
Yeah. You just don't know that he was
Idris
a DJ.
Alba?
Yeah, Idris Alba. He was a DJ first. He was a DJ in England first, and then he became an actor.
So I didn't know
the
he
same
was.
Way as Ludacris. He was a DJ first,
Ludacris
and then he became...
DJ first?
Yep, he was a DJ in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and then he became a...
But, yeah, that...
The same as a lot of people don't know that... what's the dude that was got kids with Sierra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was
a singer first. He sang first, and then he became a rapper, the same as T-Pain. No, but I do know that, what is his name? I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, but yeah, it's a lot of people out there.
But there's a lot, like you know, like I said, that is perfect chemistry where you can work together. Well, we're not including Wendy Williams in there because apparently their chemistry wasn't that strong.
But they had a show, and it
lasted. That's what I'm saying, the chemistry.
And I'm pretty sure he was around for the radio station.
Oh, yeah, he was around for the, yeah, they were, yeah. But
yeah,
just,
so we're going to give that man credit where credit is due. Whatever the fuck he did, he held that shit together with her. Even though he did what he did in the relationship, as it came to the business, he was on motherfucking
point. Wait a second. Because there's a lot of people in the background who said, he was more controlling than anything.
Controlling
else.
Or not, he helped her get to that fucking point.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's father beat the shit out of him, but this motherfucker Michael Jackson, the star, will be talked about for the next 1,000 fucking years.
Michael Jackson will never stop you talking about it. As long as humanity is around, Michael Jackson will forever.
As long as music is around, I believe that he'll be talked about. Because he's the... And music ain't going nowhere. Music has been around since... Music has started thousands and thousands of years ago from, or whatever. You know, see what I'm saying? So, but yeah, when hiring friends, man, you got to make sure that they really want to do it, first of all. My thing is I try to put people on because I just love people and I be thinking of.
Borders Cujo.
Yeah, Borders Cujo. I be trying to put myself in their shoes sometimes. You know how the saying, you can't walk a mile in my shoes or whatever. So I try to put myself in other people's shoes and looking from their point of view. I try my best. And sometimes I'll try to put family members on that don't have a job or really trying to do something like, at one point in time, my cousins, they were trying to do music, whatever. And so we got on some songs together and did pretty good with the songs. You know what I'm saying? Both, a couple of my cousins, we did it together. You feel what I'm saying? So I had a coast to coast mixtapes and the radio stations we sent our music to, and you know, we got our music put in a movie. You know what I'm saying? Because they were into the same things that I was into. So if they're not really into what you're trying to do, it's probably going to be hard to try to get someone to do something.
Or you just, you know, you pull them or you push them off a cliff.
I pushed you off a cliff. Yeah, I did. But you already kind of like doing what we do. Because if it was, once it gets to that point, that's something that you would love to do, dealing with people.
I know what you mean, but I know I had to laugh at that one.
I know, but you know what I mean. You love people. You love customer service. You just don't love. You love the idea of the job, not the people that you deal with.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. So, I know that you love dealing with people, especially children.
I've worked in customer care for over 27 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so you know how. Not only do you know how to do the job, but you're good at what you do, because the job that you work, there's not many people that can come in and do that job. You have to really be a tedious type person and really be fast at what you do to do what you do, because you're a personal shopper. Mm-hmm. So you got to write shit down, exactly what they say. You got to be able to communicate with the people. That's what I'm saying. So you're good with the office. And that's what you do. And that's what I'm saying. That's your section. Somebody else is supposed to be coming in and doing the DJ. Somebody else is supposed to be coming in and doing the sports. Somebody else is supposed to be coming in and doing the weather. It's not their time to come in yet, right now. But when they do come, they have their spot. And that's when the radio station will elevate a little bit more. The more people that we have a part of the company helping the people.
We did have sports at one point.
Yeah, we did have sports, and that helped him at that point. We even when I put the Battle League on the radio station, now he's branched off and did his own. He's doing his own thing, still doing his own thing, strong. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't called in. Shout out to Gooby, the motherfucking baby. I ain't called into his radio station yet, but he's still doing it. I am going to call in. Shit, I feel like I helped this nigga get. I did. I helped. He didn't have one before I got it started. I basically helped him get started. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here for him. I just don't call in that much. But it's a difference when you put someone on and watch them from a distance grow and don't call in, then you just coming to be a part of something and just doing something every so often. Because then from that point, you look like, oh, you're just trying to tag along. But when you've actually helped start something, for instance, like the Trap House Battle League, I don't go to none of their events. But nigga, you can see my track record. Every so often I'll pop up
a year ago.
It was during COVID. I pop up every once in a while, but I can
technically it's still during COVID.
Yeah, but I can still, but I can do that because I helped build the company from the ground up. I don't have to show my face no more. I did my job.
Like showing your face is bad.
Yeah, but I did it because I had to, because it was the beginning. Now it's already set. It's already in motion. These niggas have been going for 7 years now. So I don't have to show up no more. And not only that, you can see my footprint with the Trap House Battle League. All you got to do is Google. I'm still going to pop up on their Google when you Google them, because I helped build that motherfucker. I literally, 3 to 4 months before that company even started, I was running their Twitter, Instagram. I was the head of marketing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can pop up whenever the fuck I want to. Sometimes I just want to show my presence just to say, yo, I'm still here, y'all. Like, you know what I mean? This motherfucker got started because of me, but I'll holler at y'all in another year. You know what I'm saying? I do that because I just want people to know, not even just to know, but just to show my face, man. That's like, I feel like that's my baby, just like Bones feel like that's his, that is his baby. I just help. Take care of that motherfucker. I'm a surrogate. I done changed some diapers, and you know, I took that motherfucker to my house a couple of times after he birthed. You feel what I'm saying? I fed that motherfucker, washed that motherfucker, took that bitch to the doctor. You feel what I'm saying? And picked him up from school a couple of times. You feel what I'm saying? So I can do that. But if for instance, even if you're chasing the dream, or my cousins, all my family members, my mom, my dad, my cousins, my friends, people that I know, you know, they see the post on Facebook, hey, I see you keep on pushing. All right, yeah, I see you just said that, but why don't you promote? Why don't you call in, motherfucker? You just saying this on Facebook. I don't really believe y'all. I don't put nothing past nobody. You could just be looking in for somebody. You could be peeking in here for somebody and then going back and telling. I don't know, because that's happened to me before, too. And with my personal life, motherfucker, I said something on radio, which is radio, and then they take that shit from the radio, and then they use this shit in court, or even someone walk up to me that I know, oh man, you talking about me, nigga, that's different. Yeah, I'm gonna use you because that's what I do. I'm sorry, kind of like Wendy Williams, you know how she does the her show and how they talk about other people. That's kind of like my show, but it's not my show. Because I go off the top of my head. Everything just rolls off the top of my head. I'm a beginner of something. So I can begin an argument. I can begin mending people. I can begin starting companies. That's what I do. I start shit. Either it's good or bad. That's just my gift that God gave to me. I know how to start shit. Right? I get an idea. Let's do it. When somebody come with an idea, want to start a company, want to start something, promoting it, nigga, let me do it for you. I don't even want to get paid for it just because I know how to get shit started. I know how to make motherfuckers look at something. I'm going to post it so many motherfucking times that eventually you're going to be like, man, let me click this shit. God damn it. Let me see what the fuck he's talking about. And nine times out of ten, it's something that's going to catch your eye. You know what I mean? But that's what I do. So that's just my powers. But everyone else has powers. Some sports they can talk about. That's how I am, and I love helping people. But understand, helpers help, but also takers take. And I've had to learn that over time. I'm such a nice person, and sometimes I'm naive about things. I think it's just because the way that I was raised, you know, I come from the Midwest. And the way that my parents raised me, we grew up in a good surround. I grew up in a good surrounding, and nothing is wrong with that. The motherfuckers talk shit about growing up in the hood and shit and struggling. We struggled, but what on my block wasn't no shooting. We didn't, like, I grew up in the hood, but we wasn't in the hood. You feel what I'm saying? Like how you can live in Philly and be in the hood, but then you can live in Philly and be, there's South Philly and then there's North Philly. Big difference. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I lived in South Philly. I always lived in the South part. That's why I'm trying to move to South Philly. I mean, I always lived in the South part of any city that I've always lived close or on the main street. I don't know how. Always very close or on the main street. And I've always lived in the south part of the city. I don't know how that always ends up, but it just does. But, yeah. What was I talking about? That's what I'm saying. My mind is still thinking about other stuff to talk about. I know I got to stop. That's what I'm saying. That's why co-hosts and other co-hosts, we can feed off and piggy bank off of people. You know what I'm saying? With two people, it's kind of hard to do that. But that's just a part of starting company. And as long as you keep on pushing and you have your dream, it's gonna happen. It's going to happen. As long as you stay constant at what you're doing. Sometimes you may not even want to do it. Plenty of mornings I've not wanted to get up and do this. But I'm gonna get my ass the fuck up, because I know somebody in the motherfucking world is wanting to tune into the Grand Rising show. It's somebody out there. It's somebody out there that's going to get help from what we're talking about today. Tomorrow makes, get it off your chest. Let's get it off our chest real quick. But before we get it off our chest, we're going to take a quick music break. And then we'll be back. Next track that we're going to play is Cal 10. It's all about the paper on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back. Get it off your chest, DC.
Okay.
Okay.
I am so sick and tired of being asked, where the fuck is my mask? If one more person asks me where my mask is, I may snap and beat the shit out of the bitch and wind up in jail. I'm that serious. If one more motherfucking person asks me, where's my mask? I'm gonna beat the shit out of them. I'm gonna snap so bad, I'm probably gonna wind up in jail. I hope y'all come and bail me out, because I'm letting everybody know now. I don't like wearing a mask. I got COVID. I had COVID wearing a mask over a year ago. And I'm sick and tired of these doctors lying, talking about you only have antibodies for a few months. I had it over a year ago. I still have them. I'm fucking tired of all that shit. COVID need to run away. They didn't have tuberculosis and all other kinds of shit that you can get in the air when people cough and you touch it. People walk around pulling cords on buses and shit with pieces of tissue. The shit was dirty way before COVID. If you look on the back of the Lysol container, it said COVID and swine flu way before the shit came out for everybody to get. But y'all need to stop acting, perpetrating, like y'all ain't never known what a germ was. Germs have been around forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So y'all need to stop acting like they just came about in the last year or so. You dumbasses.
Now you sound like me. You on your light skin shit right now. All right, so what I want to get off my chest is, man, it's fucking getting cold outside, dog. If y'all motherfuckers don't stop coming outside with motherfucking t-shirts and shorts on, you look real fucking stupid. Where, nigga, it's fucking, what was it, 40 degrees, 50 degrees yesterday? It was like 40 degrees yesterday, wasn't it, bang?
In the morning, it was 50. 40, I think, in the morning.
40. It got up to like 55. Motherfuckers still outside with shorts and t-shirts and tank tops on. I seen it yesterday. I was like, what the fuck? I had a coat. And then at nighttime, I wore my big fucking coat when I went to go drop Tristan off because it was fucking chilly. My hands were getting cold. So I started seeing my motherfucking breath. Y'all stop.
I seen it
yesterday
morning when I
went to work. Yeah. So if y'all, man, come on, man. It's getting cold outside. Y'all gonna start getting sick for real. Stop being stupid. Put a coat on before you catch COVID-19 out here for real, for real.
Huh?
No, because...
You gonna catch COVID-19 because you're wearing short sleeves?
You could. We don't know. We don't even know how the fuck everybody getting COVID-19 anyway. Everybody's probably already had it. But I'm just saying. You gonna think that you getting it because you're gonna get a cold or the flu, and then they're gonna try to blame it on COVID-19. So go on out there if you want to. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead. Get sick. Catch the flu. Catch cold. Get all stuffed up and shit. Go ahead. Wear you some shorts. Tank top. All right. We out this bitch, man. Y'all take care. We love you. We'll see y'all tomorrow on the Grand Rising Show. Same time, 9 o'clock. Numbers 516-595-8305. We're going to leave y'all with old chat. Charity, go check him out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Got some hot videos. Old Chep Charity on the Grand Rising Show. We out this bitch. Peace.
Hopped out the red keys, though, hopped out the red keys. Yo, it's your boy Hamptons Dave, and you lamping with the Ryan Show FM on Behind the Scenes Radio.